Hey, it's Gina with the Good News Girl podcast. Welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hello. Welcome everybody to another episode of Good News Girl. It's been a little while since I've been on, so I want to thank you for tuning in and bless you. I just had a word to share about the heart of the Father. The Lord's been kind of teaching me some stuff, and he was really illustrating this to me through an experience of, bringing a new pet home. I just feel that there are so many misrepresentations of the Father's heart and so many things that distort our lens to see and know him clearly. You know, there's worldly experiences. We have our natural relationships with our natural father, etc. And God gets portrayed so often as one who, you know, we can only know and be loved by if we perform well or if we act right and do everything good. And we have this thought that if we're bad, he'll punish us or he'll never truly love us or give us good things. And those are just lies straight out of the pit of hell. The truth is that God loves us in spite of ourselves. It's true. He really is so in love with us. We're like his brand new puppy. We're needy. We have behavior issues. We make messes. Yet he smiles with joy over us. When you bring a new pet home, it's a lot of work. You know, they get you up when you'd rather be sleeping. They make you roll around on a hard floor. They have accidents like all the time. They rely on you to feed them and water them. They require discipline. You know, they bite. Sometimes it even hurts. Yet they bring such delight. You just find how very much you love being with them. And I really liken this to the heart of the Lord. He really does love to be with us. I mean, how do you get to know someone unless you spend time with them? I mean, pets do really well with boundaries and discipline, which is done out of love and in their best interest. They may not understand the consequences of running out onto the road, outside of the thrill and the fun of it from their perspective, but you know, it's us who knows what's best for them. They don't love it when we intervene and stop them from doing it, but yet it saves them from great danger. Even when your pet's acting totally wild, might not be in the best behavior, you can still see how pure their heart is and how much they love us and want to please us. The ones who take care of them, you know, how they run back to us. They just enjoy our presence and want to spend time with us. 1 Chronicles 28:9 says, "For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you." It is just so important to set your heart toward him. He wants to play with you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to set boundaries for you and give you discipline. So just go and seek him. You know, the last thing the Father wants is for you to run and hide from him and not be with him. You know, your pet forgets a moment later and will just lick you and love you. And that's what we love as pet owners, not a pet that's bad and then runs away and hides and avoids us at all costs. There's really nothing relational about that. You know, you discipline them or you do something they don't like for a minute and a second later they're loving on you and playing with you and jumping and can't wait to have all of your attention. And that's what the Father wants from us. He doesn't want us hiding in shame because shame pushes us further away from him, and it's him who draws us back to, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. He is who draws us into freedom. He is who draws us into truth. He is who draws us to straighten out our lives and fix up our messes. We only can do that through our relationship with him. In Hebrews 12:6, it says, "Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastens everyone he accepts." Proverbs 3:12 says, "Because the Lord disciplines those he loves." Take it as, you know, honor when you're being disciplined by the Lord. No one likes it, but what it produces is what everybody desires to have. And only those who are willing to put in the work will actually achieve those results. So it's like, people are like, how do you have, you know, these things? I put the work in the secret place time. Or I want what this person has. Well, you don't see what they're going through in the way that they're disciplined. I want to be like every Olympic athlete. And the truth is, I have no idea what kind of discipline they do to achieve the results that they have. And so people see the result, but they don't understand what goes into it. And so just keep that in mind. You know, when the Lord's working with you on something, he may be pulling you out of great danger when you're running toward that road and you don't even know. You know, the Bible talks about that in the book of Proverbs, where, you know, when you're headed down toward the adulterous woman, don't do it. It'll just ruin your entire life. And that's just really the seductions of the world and the flesh and all types of things. So I'm speaking here from an imperfect, flawed human perspective. Can you even grasp that the Lord never sleeps or slumbers? And that's in Psalm 121, excuse me. He never sleeps or slumbers. He's always there with us. Jesus says in Matthew 7, 9 through 11, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So if you know how good it feels to be loved by your pet, by your earthly children, by your loved ones, how much does the Father love our relationship? You know, I'm not a creator. None of us have the experience of creating and knowing something so perfectly the way that the Father knows and loves us. So really this perspective, this analogy about the pet can't even scratch the surface, because the Lord created my pet. You know, we don't know what our beloved's pet future holds and the length of their days or the things that they're going to face, but our Father does. He's omniscient. He's the one who is and was and is to come, meaning he's fully present in our future as well as fully present in our past and in our right now. There's no way I could ever love something the way that he loves us, because I'm limited in my human nature. We have a really good Father who loves us so very well. Yes, he is truth and purity. He has standards, and there are things that he detests and hates, and they're written in the Word. Go and seek and search it out. We should be on the path to living purely when we truly get to know him. But you know, we can't ever know him if we're so ashamed of who we are. The Lord says that he made us. He made you. He made me. It's totally okay to love ourselves. In fact, everything you do will flow through the filter at which you love yourself. I'm not talking about pride. I'm talking about having a true understanding that you were created uniquely and purposefully and are fully loved and accepted by the Father of all creation. You're not meant to fit some cookie cutter pattern. You aren't meant to look the same as every Instagram influencer you follow. You aren't meant to act like every person you admire. The Lord put unique gifts in each and every one of us. There's a piece that you fit into that can't be filled by anybody else until you actually take steps in what you're destined to do and be. And this is for me too. You'll never have the grace you need when you try to be something you're not. If you are trying to be the square because the square looks so great, you'll never fit the circle that you're made for. I mean, you've heard this before. I'm not telling you anything new here, but I'll say it again. It's all about relationship. The Father desires deep, intimate relationship with you, with me, with all of us. He wants to know us. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to share his secrets with us. So, you know, let's spend time with him. Ask him questions we don't understand. Spend time reading the Word. Look up some teachings from trusted voices and hear what they have to say about things that feel challenging or interesting. Pray. Prayer is open conversation. Invite the Holy Spirit into the deepest places of your heart and in your life, and allow our intellect to just submit to the wisdom from above. You know, I'm thinking, I'm hearing the great Whitney Houston. I mean, there's no one like her, huh? She sang "The Greatest Love of All," and she's really talking about loving yourself. And there's really a ton of truth behind that. But when she sings that, I think of the Lord. I found the greatest love of all. And it's living inside of me. It's true. The Lord lives inside of us. He wants you to love yourself. He wants you to be okay with who you are and not have to feel different to fit in anywhere. Just don't run away from him. Run to him. Run with him. I'm telling you, even when we're doing things that aren't right, I'm not saying sin's okay. Sin is not okay. The Bible says it's death, and it leads to death, and it's not okay. It's not good. But when we are going after the Lord, he finds us and he teaches us and leads us. He's the one who sets our path straight. He's the one who leads us into all truth. And so go after him, go and love him. And I just want to bless you with this word, the Father's heart. He just loves you so much. He loves me so much. It's the greatest love of all. So I just encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, it's a simple prayer. Just ask him into your heart. Just ask him to come and live inside of you. Believe that he came in the flesh, died for you, died for me, and was raised from the dead on the third day. If you believe in that, if you confess it with your mouth, if you ask him to live inside of you and in your heart, you will have the gift of eternal life. Eternal life. And you know what? That's the destination that we're all heading for, salvation and eternal life in heaven with Jesus. But we get to live with him here on the earth as well. And we get to experience him. And we don't have to stay stuck in our crap. We don't have to stay stuck in our messes. There is a fixer of all things. What if I told you there is a shortcut? There's a fixer. The process is still long and hard and arduous, and it's not easy, but there is something that can fix it all. And it is spending time looking face to face in the eyes of Jesus. I'm telling you, there's not a situation that he cannot confront in those places with him. But go in there and get there. Get through all of your mess and pain and issues and just invite him there and say, set it all aside for a moment. Set aside the busyness. Set aside the craziness. Just say 5 minutes alone with Jesus. Invite his, he is peace. He is peace. Don't clear your mind into emptiness. Fill your mind with God. Fill your mind with the Creator. There are so many fascinating aspects of the Creator. He will blow your mind. Fill your mind. Don't empty your mind. Fill it with the truth. Fill it with God's glory. And your body will be renewed from the inside out. It's the most amazing thing. Come and fix our deep, deep places, Lord. Come and fix our deep, deep wounds, Lord. We invite you into these places, God, into our heart where our messes are, the painful, ouchy messes that we want to hide from the world and hide from everybody else and hide from ourselves, that we go and seek and search for everything to sort of bury it. God, just come into those places and tell me the truth about who I am. This is a great prayer to pray, guys. Pray along with me and invite him in there. Who am I to you, Jesus? Who do you say I am? There's not going to be a condemnation on that response if it's from Jesus. Lord, we cast down vain imaginations. We invite your truth. We invite your truth. Come and tell us about the truth of who we are and the greatest love and how much you love to be with us. Thank you, Lord. You created us for a purpose and a time. Give us a reminder of that right now. In Jesus' name. Bless you all.